Let's go to the courts now. The Senzo Meyiwa murder trial was scheduled to resume in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria this morning. There was a lot of uncertainty over whether or not Advocate Malesela Tefo would be back as the legal representative for four of the accused. Remember, he very dramatically and spectacularly stepped down as the representative of the first four accused. And then on Twitter, he said, no, he is going to come back as the advocate. But he made some pretty bizarre demands. He wanted the removal of the police minister, and then he said that the judge Tsifiwe Maumela needed to be replaced because he had used witchcraft against him. So there was confusion today because it seemed as though Advocate Tefo would not be back in court. So outside court today, after the postponement, Titi Tubane, the attorney for the accused, was speaking to journalists, and have a listen to what he had to say.
Unfortunately, I won't comment much on that letter. I'm not the writer thereof. The right person is Advocate Tefo to comment on that letter, but I still insist that instructions, they originate from the clients. That's what I wanted to clarify, and the public must learn
how the process works. But were the instructions to bring Advocate Tefo back onto record? Because that is what he said in the letter. You don't need to comment on the letter. You can maybe just tell us whether you had consulted with your clients and then consulted with Advocate Tefo to come back on record. Has that been done?
I think I'll repeat myself. I won't comment on that letter.
So that's the instructing attorney trying to make sense of what's going on. Khamotso Modise, EWN reporter in court for us. Khamotso, this is incredibly confusing. What exactly did happen in court today around the legal representation?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So yes, the instructing attorney, Titi Tobani, appeared on behalf of the first four accused, and he emphasized really in court that Advocate Malesela Tefo has withdrawn from the matter and would not be returning, at least on behalf of Titi Tobani attorneys. He's also spoken about how he at this stage will be representing the four accused. There was a bit of friction with Judge Maumela earlier on because Tobani had he was submitting to the court that the court was wrong and in the error by saying that Tobani had absconded essentially and that the men accused did not have a legal representative. He then said to the court that in fact he was still on record as the legal representative for the four accused, but Judge Maumela didn't take that well. He said that it's not true that the court was in error. And he even insists that Titi Tobani was not in court when Malesela Tefo was representing the men accused. And so that was settled then, and it was agreed that Tobani would continue as the attorney in this matter. And then that's when he proceeded with other matters, including how he's going to be applying for bail for the second accused, Wine Danzi.
So long story short, this matter's been postponed and the trial's not running because of issues again around the legal representation.
Yes, yeah, so at this stage, it seems the legal representation issue has been settled for now. The instructing attorney will be representing the four accused for now. We don't know whether that will change. At this stage, I think the next step is just at hearing that bail application for Bongani Ntandi, who's the second accused. And of course, you'll remember that this isn't even the crux of the trial. The trial was halted during cross-examination that Advocate Mshololo had been conducting, and she was cross-examining the first witness. So at this stage, the trial has only heard from one witness, and even that testimony and cross-examination isn't completed. And now that's not going to continue until that bail application by Bongani Ntandi is heard in the High Court.
Khamotso, thank you very much. Khamotso Modise, EWN reporter in court at the Senzo Meyiwa trial. I don't think I've ever seen a court case as chaotic and messy as this. And I'm not surprised at all that there have been concerns around bringing the court into disrepute and the justice system and complaints about Advocate Tefo. And I know that AFRI Forum has said, because they have a watching brief for parts of the Meyiwa family, that Advocate Tefo should be reported and there should be an investigation into his conduct. But at the end of the day, it is the Meyiwa family that is not seeing justice here, because this matter is just being postponed and postponed because of all sorts of ridiculous reasons around legal representation.